Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. Woo, there's a lot going on. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today we have another follow-up episode for you centered around this West, Amanda, Sierra, Kyle, Summerhouse scandal for you. This situation feels like it's changing and updating by the day, so I need to get a conversation that I taped yesterday out for you quickly in case it ages poorly. I don't think it will, but tomorrow will be a non-Summerhouse interview episode because, contrary to popular consensus, there actually are a lot of other things going on this week on Bravo, including three premieres of new seasons and new shows on Bravo. I don't know why they stack these things, but that's another topic for another day. Today on the show, I'm gabbing with Emily Orozco and Lauren Herbert, who co-host Access Hollywood's Housewives Nightcap podcast. They are also just like always interviewing top Bravo and reality TV talent, but also A-list celebrities. They were at the Olympics. Emily had just gotten off a plane from Tokyo to interview like Chris Pratt. Like, they are the real deal. And I'd booked them on the show last week before we knew this was going to blow up in our faces. The original plan was just to talk about this week's episode of Summer House and do some Beverly Hills chat. But this became all about, of course, this whole situation. We talk a little bit about this week's episode. But again, like, it just feels like obviously like this scandal is the only thing that's on anybody's mind who watches Summer House, and even people who don't watch Summer House at this point. So keep listening for that. I did forget to bring up in our conversation that you may have clocked me in the background at the end of this week's episode of Summer House during Lindsay's housewarming party. I told you guys about being there for filming last August when it happened, but I couldn't talk about it, obviously, because that's what you agree to, and I can only say so much. But now at least part of it is out, so I can talk a little bit about my experience. Lindsay's become a good friend of mine from being adjacent to this world for a decade now for work. We've done so many interviews over the years. We've been to so many events together. And so, you know, naturally, a friendship has formed. And that's something that I never want to hide. You know, like, I know that some people expect complete and absolute objectivity from me when I talk about all things Bravo. And while obviously I strive to be completely fair, and I think that I'm actually mostly able to still do that, I also want to be upfront about my connections with some of these people, which naturally form through work. You know, it's just like when you form connections with clients at work or people you work with, like, that's what this is for me and for us. And sometimes, you know, more substantial friendships form out of that. Again, that's naturally going to happen. And there are just a lot of podcasters, both around Bravo, but also in other areas, who might not be as upfront about those kind of things. So I always want to make sure that you guys know that. But she invited me to her housewarming as a friend, and the invitation noted that it would be filmed. And I expected to be there the entire time when I initially RSVP'd yes, but then my aunt died and I had to fly out to Memphis for my aunt's funeral that Friday night. It was the next Saturday. So I was only able to be there for like an hour, hour and a half or so. But basically, like, when you show up to a filmed event, and I'd been to a Roni filmed event, I'd been to other filmed events over the years. Before you go into whatever space is being filmed, there are always going to be like producers, and you have to sign a release and whatnot. So when you got to Lindsay's building, in the lobby, there were producers miking people up, like cast members and other like people who might be important. You had to sign a release, obviously, so that they could show you. And then they were sort of staggering people walking, going up the elevator to walk into Lindsay's apartment so that they could really film people's entrances like one by one or two by two or something like that. I was waiting in the lobby, signing my release, people were getting mic'd, and I was talking with Sierra. We caught up briefly, because again, I've known her for 5 years at this point. And I met Mia. She was standing there with Mia, and I actually didn't know that Mia was even fully on the show. I think, you know, we said a quick hello and nice to meet you. But up until that point during filming, I think that only the reported new people, like, out publicly were Bailey, Levi, KJ, and Ben. Mia and Dara came later. So I met Mia, and I just kind of figured that Sierra was bringing a friend, but she was mic'd. So I figured that she was at least like showing up a couple times in the summer. I did not know she was a full-time cast member. And they were also, by the way, mic'ing up some people who I know are going to be on in the city. I'm not going to say who they are because they have not been announced yet. So I don't want to ruin that moment for them. But obviously in the city is, you know, partially based around Lindsay's life and her circle. So it makes sense for them to have been there. And it's kind of a nice way for them to like kind of like Easter egg it, I think. We went up the elevator, me and Jackie and some other non non-reality TV friends. And we walked in the door and the piano player was there and there was a big camera in our face. That piano is still there, by the way. That was not just for the party. I mean, it's literally a grand piano, so I don't know how they would have done that. You know, we walked down the big hallway into the main room. Cameras are there. There are some lights. Nothing too crazy. Lindsay was greeting everybody. Amanda and Kyle were right there, so I chatted with them. They seemed normal, business as usual to me at the time. Again, I've also known them for 10 years. They're great at putting up a united front, whether that was authentic or not at the time. I think we know now that, you know, there's a lot going on that we didn't know about. And I think that's kind of what this was. We got champagne. We were, you know, there was great hors d'oeuvres at this party. And we just kind of posted up. We were, at first, we were sort of by the entryway where the refrigerator is, by the counter. And that's sort of where you see me in the background with Lindsay greeting everybody. We were kind of trying to get our bearings, you know, like where do you post up to avoid the cameras? Because really, I was there more to support Lindsay, see her apartment. And also just like, I'm fascinated by how this all works, obviously, if you know that, if you listen to this podcast. And so I was really trying to like observe that, like, where do the how do the cameras capture everything? I mean, there were like, I think there were like 4 to 6 cameras, I want to say. So I wasn't really trying to get any direct on camera time. I was more just trying to like observe a film event and I kind of like, again, take it all in. Who else was there? I mean, the entire cast was there, I think, except for Wes, because as he said in this week's episode, he had a wedding in Italy. I'm pretty sure everybody else was there. We were hanging out with Andy Cohen's makeup artist, Caroline, who also does Lindsay's makeup sometimes. She works at Watch What Happens Live a lot. Again, some of their other non-reality TV friends. So we just kind of like were eventually all just like together in the corner gabbing and watching it all go down. Lindsay would come check on us and we would sometimes, you know, Amanda passed through and other people would come by. But we just like weren't trying to be part of like the action because we're not part of the actions. I think during these things, I'm sure there are people who try to get in on that, but like producers probably tamper down that anyway. And it really just kind of felt like a cocktail party with a room for big cameras to move around. They're kind of literally like in the middle of the action. Like one conversation's happening here. There's a camera looking at them. There's a conversation happening behind that camera person. At one point, I almost got hit in the head with the camera because I was trying to get a drink. And again, at that point, you have no idea what the drama is. So you just kind of see people talking like it's a normal cocktail party. But sometimes, you know, they're pairing off and going to sit on a chair in the corner together or whatever. But otherwise, it's pretty, it just feels like it flows pretty well. There's producers running around, like talking to each other in their headsets and stuff like that. But again, I didn't get much tea on the ground because, again, like the cast members and the people on the show aren't going to like talk to other people about their storylines. In fact, like I feel like if anything, when some of the cast members would talk to us or other people, they're talking about other stuff because they want a break from it all. You know what I mean? Like they're not trying to like give you the lowdown like in real time. But Lindsay's apartment, it's legitimately huge. One of the biggest apartments I've ever been to in New York, probably. It's gorgeous. She has really made it such a home even since that time for her and Gemma. Like she should be really proud of that apartment and that place, calling that place home. The ceilings are so high. The main room is just like epic with huge windows, so much space, a big play area for Gemma. And I really just think it's a testament to how hard Lindsay has worked over the years to get herself to a place where she can live in a place like this. And to do that also for her, not just herself, but her daughter is really special. So that's that on that. Just a fun little Easter egg for you. If you have not watched this week's episode or if you didn't clock me, go back and see me in the chambray shirt behind Lindsay greeting her friends. And I feel like the main thing that has popped up since I recorded this conversation for today's episode on Wednesday late morning and also since my emergency podcast on Tuesday, Kyle did a multi-part Man on the Street interview. It's the same guy he did one with after his separation announcement with Amanda. Why are these videos so long? Somebody posted like normal paparazzi on the street interview, like the person's running away. Meanwhile, Kyle Cook doing one. Hey, can you stay past 5 p.m.? Like he just like he's talking and talking and talking. The guy, Adam Glenn, has released 2 parts of this interview. I think there might be a third part coming because like also Kyle's answer just gets kind of cut off at the end. The biggest takeaways from these first 2 parts of the interview, Kyle appreciates the people reaching out to him. It's been a lot to process, but he's doing okay. And I think that his demeanor in the video kind of confirms that. I think honestly, this is probably the reason why he agreed to do this interview, which is that he's really worried about Amanda and her mental health. He said he's not justifying any behavior, but she's getting cyberbullied. And he says, Amanda knows what she did is wrong and she's trying to come to terms with it. What an interesting quote. Like, does that mean she's already giving up on the West of it all? There's no way, right? Coming to terms with it. I mean, that's just, I would like to unpack that comment, but I don't really know what it means. Knows what she did was wrong. So getting with West and she's trying to come to terms with it. Does that mean she's trying to correct her behavior? Just trying to come to terms with what it means for her life now? It's forced people to abandon her and the world is turning against her because of her choices. I don't know. I don't know what that means. He did say that he talked to Amanda before the statement came out on Tuesday. She had given him a heads up. And he really goes in on West in these videos. He says that West seems like the kind of guy who's playing multiple women at the same time. And then Kyle's also taking an issue with West gaining 50,000 followers while Amanda gets lit up. I mean, it does encapsulate sort of the different treatment that women and men get in these situations. I think that they're obviously both very much at fault. I think Amanda's fault is a little bit different because of how close her and Sierra were. I think Wes and Kyle were friends, but Amanda and Sierra were really fucking close. I think that that is part of the difference here. But I do think that Wes should definitely be getting a lot more of the brunt than he is. But I think it's funny that he was so hung up on the 50,000 people who, like, those 50,000 people are probably just like people who are suddenly interested in this drama and want to make sure they see when he posts, or they just want to keep up with it all. People who watch Summer House and people who don't watch Summer House. That's kind of what my guess is, but who knows? Kyle says that he uses the same charm on Amanda, probably, that he uses on every other chick. He confirmed that he figured this out over last weekend, and he was trying to give everyone the benefit of the doubt as the evidence and the clues piled up. He said it was a series of events as that happened. And then he says that Sierra had more evidence at her disposal than he did, and she let Kyle come to terms with the whole thing at his own speed. I'll unpack that in a second. He said, I don't understand the timeline just yet. It definitely makes me second guess things from last summer. At a minimum, how checked out she was from our relationship. He's still trying to figure out the details. He was teeter-tottering on the brink of insanity all last summer because he felt neglected. But then he was also made to look crazy for feeling that way. And then when Adam, the interviewer, asked if he thought producers knew, because there's all these little Easter eggs of them getting close, and, you know, you've seen those all on Instagram being pieced together, and whether that reflects them just having that emotional connection that we know they've had for almost a year now, or if that means something was secretly going on, I don't know. But Kyle says that's just how West is. He was, Kyle says that he was talking to producers and Bravo PR up until like right before the news came out, and they didn't believe anything for weeks until, I guess, this past weekend. Wes sent Kyle a half-assed text message with word salad to also give him a heads up, I'm guessing. I'm guessing that came before as well, but he didn't confirm that. That's just my read on when that would have happened. And then a standout little quote is that he said, Carl's a mess over this scandal. And I'm curious, why? I don't know. I'd like to hear more about that. I was supposed to get Carl on my podcast, actually, but we've postponed that. It should still happen at some point. And then he said, you know, it puts into jeopardy what the show's about, because if the vibes are off on Summer House, you can't really film that show if the vibes are off in an effective way. And he says, we're not actors. So I don't know what that looks like. And then he also tweeted a response to somebody that death threats are not warranted, no matter the severity of a bad decision. So that's what Kyle has said so far. Part 3 might come out before this episode comes out.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Of course, like absolutely on a human level, I hope that they're all doing well, just like on a mental health capacity. Amanda, Sierra, Kyle, and West. Death threats about stuff like this, it goes without saying, they're absolutely not warranted and psychotic to do so. So if you're a reality TV fan who sends people death threats, you need to maybe look in the mirror and figure something else out on your own life. But for me, like obviously this video definitely is stemming from a place of genuine concern on Kyle's part about Amanda, which ultimately I think speaks to his character, if you ask me. Again, bad boyfriend and husband to Amanda, and he mistreated her in a lot of ways, and it doesn't erase all the ways that he fucked up in that relationship. But I do think that Kyle is ultimately a good person, and I know that firsthand. But also it feels like, I mean, the implication that Kyle knows this very intimately directly from Amanda, like, is she leaning more on Kyle than on West? Like, what's going on there? Like, why, where's West? Why isn't he supporting Amanda through this? Why is it Kyle? And also, if as people have pointed out, of course, you want Amanda to be okay on a human level. There's this really difficult balance to strike when talking about this whole stuff like this, where it's like you want people to face consequences for their own actions, lie in the bed that they made for themselves. But like, if it's getting really dark on the mental health side, genuinely, of course, you don't want it to get to that point. But also, like, you want to hold people accountable and see people face consequences. And the other thing is that, like, okay, notice that for the past couple of minutes, I've just been talking about Amanda and her mental health and Kyle. What about Sierra? The conversation, of course, has shifted to the person who has perpetuated the incident, who made all these decisions to make this happen, and not about how Sierra, the person who this is being done to, the person on the other side of this, how she's holding up, how her mental health is. Kyle also, but he also seems to be holding up, judging by this video, pretty well, which I'm happy to see. But they did this to Sierra. How is she coping with all of this? How is her mental health? You know, they've both been talking a lot about how much Prozac has helped them and their outlook on life and their disposition. Her mental health also matters here very immensely. And for that to be like kind of like implicitly not considered is really a shame. And yeah, it's obviously a difficult thing all to talk about, but I'm just sort of like, dude, I'm like, guys, like Sierra, think about Sierra. That part is just really unfortunate. And like also like The Cut ran this graphic on Instagram about a story that somebody wrote about this whole situation, like breakups and divorces on Bravo. And they put pictures of all these different couples. They put a picture of Amanda and Kyle, and they put a picture of West in there. Sierra's not featured in the graphic. And so it just like speaks to like the decentering of Sierra in general in the situation, which I think is completely ridiculous. You won't be hearing me do that on this podcast, but I think it's just like, when you consider that happening and also the racial dynamics here, the subconscious bias is really popping out, I think. And it's just pretty obvious. But back to the Kyle video. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Kyle's ire for West is very clear. That's who he's focused on, and for good reason. That was his friend. And the women always, again, take the bigger brunt in these situations. It would be kind of great if in this situation, it was at least a little bit more equal. Potentially. I don't know. But I hope that Wes gets his due at the reunion. And it's, again, it's just funny that he's hung up on the 50,000 followers. He just like said that like a million times. Other random updates. Mia and Carl ran into each other in LA. KJ posted a photo roundup and the caption was, sorry, not sorry. Lindsay and Kristen Doty are on the case. It is Detective Doty and Sherlock Hubbard, I think she captioned the video. They did this like slow-mo walk in New York City. Lindsay wearing a Loverboy hat. One of the better pieces of content to come out of this whole thing, I have to say. Like the ground shook when they posted that and I felt it. Paige DeSorbo, she's been putting supportive comments for Sierra under her content. And Daphne DeSorbo's account, her cat, I guess this is like an official account. They posted a picture of three cats on a bed. And the caption is, karma is a cat, hashtag, this is why we can't have nice things. So that's very clear where Paige stands, if you were wondering. Jesse Solomon posted a video about his tour and like wanting to sing with different fans or something on tour. And the comment section is amazing. But the standout comment is Sheena Shea writing, okay, Sheena. Bravo, bring her back. Bring Sheena back. She has developed a really good sense of humor about herself. She's become self-deprecating, leaning into these jokes. Bring her back. That's my hot take. also, Jesse confirmed that he did not know about Amanda and West. He commented on some video and said that like he asked about it. It was denied to him several times. He had heard the rumors, but he did not know for sure they were together. So I guess on that drinks date with Amanda that he posted about, like maybe he asked about it and maybe the caption was genuinely a joke and he thought that the whole thing was a joke. I guess I was wrong about that. I really thought that he knew, but I'm going to believe him on this. And then as of recording, no update from Amanda or Wes, but Dumois has been posting all of this stuff about how Wes was seeing multiple other women in other different cities up until like last week. During his Watch What Happens Live notorious appearance now where he gave the answer stumbling about him and Amanda, he was wearing that horse hair tie and he gave like a shout out to his friend who makes them. Apparently, he has been on and off dating that person, potentially exclusively, according to different reports, up until like this month. And where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I totally believe he has been like playing the field. They were not exclusive. The statement with Amanda was non-committal. Clearly a situationship, if anything. I totally believe all of that. And again, for Amanda to throw all of this away for a guy who is sleeping around and not committed to her, girl. I also asked her some questions on Instagram. I'll probably answer some of them there. But a couple quick ones here. Genuinely, how could they do this to Sierra? I agree. They were not thinking about Sierra. They were thinking about themselves. Somebody asked, can Amanda go back to Summer House and Sierra goes to In the City? Dynamics wise, that might work, but I feel like Wes and Amanda have such a stink on them that the vibes would still be off in the house. Like, do we really think also that like Amanda and Wes will survive this as a couple? Like, this is a storm on social media. This is huge, and I don't know if they will get through this. Like, I kind of feel like they won't be dating after this. Somebody else wrote, well, can they remove her from In the City? I think that would be hard because most of this first season, I think, is pretty focused on Amanda and Kyle. So like they would have to like reshoot an entire first season, and there's a whole other cast to worry about. In my opinion, like if I were a producer, this is what I would do. Film the reunion ASAP, get the fresh emotions, get the true situation like right after it's happening. Do it next week. Truly move it up. Film the reunion, pick cameras back up for In the City. Film for a couple more weeks. That way you can get several episodes out of this. Convince Amanda and Wes to film together. This is all in an ideal world. So that they probably want to show that like they have a couple of romance and relationship worth throwing their whole lives away for. So let them film and show it, you know, show that to us and prove that to us if they can. Give us some content from right now in the city. It can be Lindsay, Kyle, Amanda, Wes, everybody else, honestly, Sierra, obviously. But Sierra's not all in the city, but I think maybe we get some if she's down. But I actually don't know if Sierra's down for that. That's the thing. My point being is they can add a couple episodes of new content that they could also tease throughout, you know, the originally shot first season. They can re-edit it, put some Easter eggs in, some teases. That would get people really interested in the city again if it promises footage from right now. So that's sort of what I would do, just candidly, with no power whatsoever. What response did they expect? I mean, exactly. That's the other trouble with this whole thing. It's like, it was always going to go this way, Amanda and Wes being together. Like, unless they had like sat Sierra down, cleared it with her before going physical with it. You know, we found ourselves getting really emotionally close. She would still not take it well, but at least they would not have lied to her. At least they would not have bamboozled everybody. But like, it's like we've seen this film before. It's brutal. We know how this kind of stuff goes on social media with reality TV. But it just shows like they were not thinking about that. They were not thinking clearly. Like they can't play dumb. Again, I don't think you know exactly what it feels like and what it's actually like until you're like in it and on the other side of all that ire on social media. And I guess I have a little bit of empathy in that capacity, but like, come on, like it was always going to be this way. What did they expect? I agree. Somebody says, I want that young version of Ultimate Girls Trip even more now. Yes, me too. Like, come on, let's talk about it. Let's get it popping. I need Andy and a camera. Is this why we never got an after show? No, I actually think that we never got an after show for Summer House this season to protect the timeline for In the City. That's sort of what I think. Because if we're getting too many current updates on the after show, then it sort of threatens In the City. And that's why this whole thing threatens In the City a little bit in terms of the actual content. When do I think it started? I kind of believe that it really did get physical, maybe starting in February, early March. I think they've cultivated this really intense, uncomfortably close relationship for, 6 to 12 months. The only thing that gives me pause about that, and it's not all the Easter eggs of them like being touchy-feely or whatever on Summer House, which like that's not nothing. It's this thing that happened on June 5th of last summer, where Crazy Days and Crazy Nights posted a blind item that a seasonal like wife or seasonal reality star is cheating on her husband. Seasonal to me, obviously, to a lot of people, signals, okay, that's the Summer House clue. And the only person married on Summer House was Amanda. And you have to take blind items with a grain of salt, of course. Like a lot of them are incorrect. But also on June 5th, Wes posted a photo dump to a song called My Ex's Best Friend by MGK. And it had a picture with Kyle in the dump. Also on June 5th, that same day of the blind and Wes posts, Amanda posted a photo dump that said in the caption, breaking my wedding vows. Were they playing into the blind item in some way? I mean, when I see those three things lined up next to each other, I'm like, whoa, that's all I'm going to say. Oh, and then the other thing that really gives me pause. Somebody posted on TikTok or something that they went to a Summer House, to Kyle's DJ event during the Summer House season that was filmed. And somebody asked, where's Amanda? And Wes put up the big text app on his phone and it said, she's at a Coldplay concert. And last summer was when the big Coldplay concert controversy played out, where two people who were caught in an affair were caught in a jumbotron. The Coldplay concert is synonymous with cheating. Was he... You can spin out when you think about this stuff. I can see how that happens. Somebody asked, when did Sierra know and when? From Kyle to me, it sounds like Sierra has been on to them. She said she had more information and details at her disposal. I think that she's maybe been observing this. That's sort of the implication to me. So I don't really know when Sierra knew or what she knew when. I'm guessing she also got tipped off before the statement came out because Kyle said that he did. So I'm guessing, or I'd hope they'd also give her a heads up, but who knows? And then also somebody said, speak to the origin story of Amanda as a mean girl. Yeah, I think that this, Amanda has been framed as the girl's girl for the past few seasons. Lindsay was always the one who wasn't a girl's girl. But if you think about, her thing with Jules in season 4, I believe it was, when Jules brought up that Kyle cheated on Amanda and Amanda was like terrible to Jules. One Season Wonder, who also came out, actually, by the way, and she wrote like what goes around comes around on her story with Taylor Swift Karma as the song. So you can't forget that. And then also like the original thing, which I talk about with Emily and Lauren, actually, so I won't say too much, but like Lindsay was villainized for bringing up on camera that Kyle cheated on Amanda. And they were ruthless to her for years after that. Meanwhile, she was correct. And I think as she views it, she was doing the girl's girl thing by calling out the man cheating. So we'll get more into that in my chat that's all for up top. Those are the updates. This went longer than I thought, as per usual. But keep listening for my chat with Emily and Lauren. Check out their podcast, Housewives Nightcap, wherever you get your podcasts. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. I appreciate all the really wonderful feedback this week. It's been a crazy week. My head is spinning. And I've been recording like literally 10 podcasts this week for next week and different people's shows. So to feel some of the love and the appreciation for putting in a little bit of overtime work, it also helps me to understand all this stuff. But I'm really happy that it's helping all of you process a lot of this. And I'm glad you've been enjoying the podcast. And on Tuesday, we had our biggest day ever for the podcast. So I really appreciate all the support and the love. And again, we'll be back one more time this week tomorrow with a non-Summer House episode. Enjoy this chat. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Emily and Lauren from Housewives Nightcap. You know them, you love them. They're always on the front lines, on red carpets, doing interviews, getting the tea. Girls, I always love running into you at things, but it's been a minute since we hopped on the mic together. Last week, I thought when I reached out to you that this was going to be a very different episode, just talking about the latest Summer House episode, maybe some Beverly Hills, you know, but here we are. How are you guys? How are you feeling?
I'm tired.
Yeah, we are tired, but it's early. Lauren's in LA, so it's early for her.
No, it's not that it's early. It's just all the stuff that's going on. It's so funny. I actually just interviewed Alyssa Liu like a couple days ago, and I was like, hey, blah, 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 you know, how you doing? And then she's like, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm tired. And the fact that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just told a gold medalist Olympian that I'm tired. But you know, Alyssa, I am tired, and people, I'm tired. It's been a crazy time.
There's a lot going on in the Bravo verse, but honestly, as much as I don't like anyone getting hurt and upset feelings, because these are real people and we don't take joy in seeing them upset, we do enjoy like a new storyline and something that we really didn't see coming, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that people are hurt in the matter, but when you're so into this world and you're watching these people, there's a left turn like this, you know? It's like shocking.
Shocking. And it's also like, I talked about this in my emergency podcast yesterday, but I'm like, it is so unclear what this whole thing means.
Yes.
For the show, for the upcoming reunion, for the spinoff that is really, from my understanding, like pretty based around Kyle and Amanda's like continued relationship struggles. Like, is there an interest in that still? Like, are they going to re-edit the whole thing? Are they going to pick cameras back up for a lot longer than just like
I think the reunion, I think the Summer House reunion, which is apparently taping mid-April, I think it's April 15th or 17th.
Okay, so
it's coming up.
That means it's coming earlier. Up. Maybe they moved it up or something.
Maybe they moved it up to kind of vet this out. What's interesting about Wes and Amanda's statement is that it's very non-definitive, right?
Yes.
So it's basically admitting to something, but they seem unsure of what it is.
No, it was a word salad. It was complete.
It was a word salad.
It was so funny. I was actually at the Love Island junket yesterday when news broke. And I'm like about to interview my little islanders, right? And then I get a text and I was like, hold on.
I got a text.
And then I started reading the statement. And then there was a Bravo rep there too that we were like, oh my God, what does this mean? Clearly, the statement was like not approved by certain people because it just made
it was
no.
Personal. I think it was
that
personal
was written by Wes and Amanda.
Yes,
that was not
exactly.
Written by a publicist.
That was not written by a publicist.
It wasn't a good statement. And I guess the generous read of it is like, oh, it being so vague gives them a lot of leeway to like take it in a bunch of different directions. But I'm like, now that we're sort of a day after it, I'm landing in a place of like, I feel like they want to have their cake and eat it too. Because on the one hand,
I would agree.
On the one hand, they're framing it as this is really new. We don't know what this is. Give us some time, yada, yada, yada. But on the other hand, it's also being presented at the same time as like, this is real and serious and we want to give it a chance and we're throwing away our whole lives for this. Like, which is it? You know what I mean?
What is it?
Gibbs, you're so right. No, you totally are. Like, that's such a good read on the statement. I haven't heard it said that way, and it's so accurate.
No.
But it's also very West, classic West, can't very commit, West. You know? And Amanda is in a place where she probably doesn't want to commit to anyone. She told us she wants to have fun. She probably wants to have, like, some good sex. She didn't say that. I'm just guessing.
But she does.
And she really wants to make her feel good, you know? And West, I guess, has done that.
Allegedly. Like,
allegedly,
I'm saying allegedly.
Also... saying allegedly. I mean, we don't know. Oh, because I'm saying they slept allegedly. Together. Yeah, I don't know if they slept together.
No. The people slept. The way that statement was read.
Listen,
I hope
so. I'd hope so. If they're doing this and they haven't slept together.
Goodbye,
come
Kyle.
Come on now.
I'm closing the door on this.
Come on. Like, for what? It's always, it's like, for what? For what? You know,
for
is this,
what?
Again, is this the real love connection that you want us to believe it is? I don't know.
We don't know. Like,
you
That's
guys,
why I was
it's
saying
really...
allegedly. That's why I was saying allegedly. Yeah. Because I'm just like, okay, yes, we know it's a thing. Like, but is Amanda going to marry this man?
No.
Okay, but can I just
no.
say something?
But the way that they just blew up their lives for a situationship is bananas.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that Gibson and I were at the 92nd Street Y when? When was that? February?
That had to have been early February. It was right before the premiere. You did the big cast panel.
It was beginning of February. And I just want to give some BTS.
Yeah,
because
let's do it.
I was behind the scenes with the cast hanging out for a while before and after the panel. And because I moderated it. So I was like chilling with everyone. I was chatting with West. I was chatting with Amanda. I was chatting with everyone. Those two did not speak. Like, they were not.
Oh.
So they gave zero indication that there was anything going on. And that was beginning of February. So I really believe there was nothing going on at that point. I think things shifted literally the last 2-3 weeks.
Basically, when the Dumois thing came out, you think that
that's what I think they just literally were hanging out.
Yet. Okay.
And I think things, they hooked up. They got high. Amanda likes to smoke.
We do
she
know
says
that.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not like making that up. Amanda has said she smokes weed. You know, they took a little doobie, they had a drink, and they were like, wait a second, you're cute, you know? Mm. Now, as a girl that considers myself a girl's girl, if I did that with a friend, I wouldn't even be in the room with
in
a friend's
situation.
Having,
yeah, right. Totally. Yeah.
Like, I have a rule that I don't even text, except for Steven, Lauren's husband. I don't even text my friend's husbands. Like, I don't want their phone numbers.
You and Steven talk all the time.
We do talk. But I do feel a little weird sometimes because it's my only person. He's the only husband
funny.
I let myself
that
talk to.
He just likes the attention. But hold on, though. Hold on. Because now I'm also seeing some people think that it actually started last summer. And now there's like little hints, like 2 episodes ago when Amanda brushed
right,
by and then the hand lingered. And then even when Amanda and Kyle were fighting and Wes was like in the middle of it trying to tell Kyle, like, what are you doing? And then consoling Amanda, right? And then the other side is like, okay, what did Jesse know? Which I want to point out, Emily just interviewed him last week. She asked about Sierra and Wes. Well, it was so funny because last night I was like, wait, hold on. I'm going back and posting this because I even noticed back
resurfaced
then.
Resurfaced that shit.
Last week, he was just like, he was like looking a little weird. He was blinking a little bit. Now, we do not know if the man knew. I do want to accuse him of anything.
I think it's pretty obvious.
I think he knew too.
I think it's a little obvious.
Yeah, I think he knew.
He was uncomfortable. He was weirdly uncomfortable.
And Jesse have a weird competitive thing. So he honestly probably kind of like, part of him probably is not relishing this, but like a little, reap what you sow.
Oh, you think he's like.
I mean, I think they have an Austin and Craig thing that's burgeoning. That's what I think.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I
agree with that.
But Austin and Craig are so volatile.
I know. It's not there yet, but I think it's going to. If they are
it's
still
get
both
there.
On the show for like 5 more years, it will get there 1,000%. Yeah.
I just don't think, though, going back to, I don't think it started last summer. I hope not. I really hope not.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it started physically probably in the last month or so.
Yeah.
There is like some questions about them hanging out around the Super Bowl and stuff. But like, I don't know. I think I believe that it's really new and they don't know what it is. And that's part of why they kept silent for so long. But the issue to me is that, like, I mean, first of all, the other thing about Amanda giving up her basically entire life for West, there's so much smoke around him also having sex and hooking up with other people in the past weeks and months. Like, Dumois is like going off about all these people who are coming out of the woodwork saying like, oh, I was sleeping with West. He's had this long-term person who's been leading on for whatever. Like, he's like been out there when there's, that's where there's smoke, there's fire for me. And so it's like, they're not even exclusive and you're betraying your best friend and throwing away brand deals. And
it's a huge, Amanda had a lot to lose. Wes, not so much.
No, even Wes.
No.
No, I will say, okay, I cannot
never get the brink of the.
They don't, but I think he should get some of it this time. And I also think that it's like, if I'm Bravo, I want to hold on to Sierra. Because she's the Ariana, she's the Paige, she's the person who's going to emerge on she already is, like, on the throne.
Yeah.
But, like, will she get out of this and think, I don't need Summer House anymore?
Yeah, I think she was on her way out anyway.
You think after this season she wasn't going to come back anyway?
Yes, no.
Okay.
I think she was done.
Got it.
Yeah, those are the vibes I got from her, too. Like,
on the show, or have you guys interviewed her this season yet?
No, we talked to her. When did we talk to her? You talked to her? Yeah. And I just feel like it was one of those things where she saw Paige not needing it. And I mean, look at all the amazing things that she has done in the past couple of months, right?
And I just, it's scandal.
Without this. And here's the thing. Sierra is that girl. She is that girl. She's going to soar from this. Rightfully so. I just like, and I'm sad for her. I'm sad for her because even this past season, and every time we've talked to her, you could tell that like she did not want to like West. And then West did her dirty. And then the man still didn't learn from it. And then we were thinking, oh, was West and Sierra back together? Like, that's what we were thinking just like
that
2 weeks
scene
ago.
A couple of episodes ago where they're all kind of drunk, just hanging out. And West is just, like, putting his hands on her like he is her boyfriend.
No, lame.
And also, did you see that? I saw that clip resurface, and it's like, he kind of starts doing it right after Kyle and Amanda kiss.
Oh, because you think he, like...
I mean, I don't know, but it's just, like... Here's the thing. Laura and I agree. I don't think there's, like, some big conspiracy that they were hooking up for a year. I don't believe that. I think they've gotten, like, uncomfortably emotionally close for the past year. I believe that. But like some of these things that you watch on the show in this week's episode, in the past few episodes,
you're clocking things differently.
It's really crazy. It actually is crazy if you watch it, just to be like, oh my God, like 8 months later.
Here we are.
I was praising Wes for supporting her.
And here we are now, which goes to my like what you were bringing up earlier is, you know, right after Summer House, we have The City. As a viewer, I don't know if I care. And I think Bravo knows that. And maybe.
I think you guys are wrong. I think people are going to tune in no matter what. And I think that they'll, you know how they tag on shit? They could be shooting something right now that they're going to.
Well, cameras aren't up right now. I know that.
That's what I've heard. We know that the cameras aren't up. But I kind of agree, though. I agree that they need to add some extra sauce to it.
Yes.
Probably. And so if I was in charge of production on these shows, you move up the reunion as quickly as possible to capture all the actual emotion. If it's in 3 weeks, like that's actually too far away, I think.
I agree.
It has to be within the next 2 weeks. Have the reunion for Summer House, lock down this initial part. Then you pick cameras back up for In the City. And you have to re-edit the whole season, essentially.
But that costs a lot of money. Don't forget.
I know. Not, but
that's why I think you guys might be wrong about that.
No, that's
it's expensive.
I think it's worth the money, though.
I think it is. I think the interest in this scandal shows like the Summer House has never been bigger. It's
right.
Summer House is that girl in that way, like in the Bravo verse right now. And I think if you pick cameras back up, you convince West and Amanda to film together because Amanda and West have to show that they've stepped away for something legit. So they have to show on camera. This is real. We have a connection.
Right.
hit cameras back up, show us some Wes and Amanda shit, show us some Kyle reaction, Lindsay reaction, whatever. And then they can re-edit the season and have like Easter eggs for us so that it doesn't feel like we're watching like really outdated shit about Kyle and Amanda. You know what I mean?
No, I think that
I think you're both right if there is enough money to do so and if they want to spend that kind of money. But it is it's a chunk to re-edit a whole like.
But let's see, I think, how the next couple of days play out. Because also, too, I just want to point this out. Yeah. Someone was like, what if Amanda doesn't come to the reunion? No.
I know.
She's going to come because she has a contract. And in that contract.
We've seen them break that contract.
Okay, who?
There have been people that didn't show up to reunions.
Like Housewives, but do they come back after?
No.
Because Amanda has a whole other show that's coming. Yeah. It's a really interesting situation.
She's going to be at the reunion. Everyone's going to be at the reunion. Maybe the only person that wouldn't come is Ciara to be like, I don't want to face these two. But
I think she should, though.
I think she should.
Wes and Amanda have to because they look like huge cowards if they don't.
I don't
think Ciara has to go. But I mean, yes, contractually they do. But I feel like if Ciara was like, this is too emotional for me or whatever, yeah. You know.
But I feel like she has an opportunity to go out. If your theories are right that she is done with the show, go out on top with a fucking bang at the reunion. You'll feel so much support. You'll be so celebrated. Like what a fucking epic way to go out. And like,
yeah,
then you can go start dating like professional athletes. You know, like
go date a hot. She needs like a hot, smart man. Maybe not a professional athlete because honestly, we don't need any clowns. True. We don't need any clowns for
You're
our
right.
girl.
You're
but
right.
I do Level think
up. Rihanna can set her up.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. Rihanna's DMing her.
No, did you see that Rihanna?
Rihanna
unfollowed Amanda.
That's when
so
you know.
She's team
That's
Ciara.
When you freaking know.
Do you guys think Ciara's going to get an invite to the Met Gala now?
Yes. Oh, actually, I could
see. Timing is good.
Timing's really good.
They've dipped into influencers.
They have. I mean, if anything, she better be hosting for somebody so that she can still have her like moment on the stairs where the, you know, it's like you're still there.
You guys
have done that, obviously.
I bet she's going to be there.
I bet you she's going to. No, and I think she's going to be a guest.
Be
I don't think she's going to be hosting.
Legendary.
And guess who else will be there?
Who?
Me.
So I can get
Mic drop. That was a mic drop moment.
A post-reunion check-in with Emily.
Boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. Emily will be there.
Period.
Wow.
Do you get to go inside, Emily?
No.
They don't let. Yeah.
Okay, so,
they're like,
so,
okay.
So,
carpet's done. Get the riffraff out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
But what you're going to do is you're going to have somebody that you interview or somebody on their team or something that gets to go in. Just take some notes for you on if Ciara's there. What's for going sure. on? Who's she mingling with?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The other thing about Ciara showing up to the reunion and actually like just Ciara in general, and it's been part of the conversation. I mentioned it yesterday, but like people have been liking this to Scandoval. And the thing that there's a couple things that make it very different from it. One is that this is, to me, the big betrayal. It's a friendship betrayal, not a relationship one. And the second is that this is a Black woman and a white woman. And the way in which her reaction is going to be picked apart and held to a different standard. Like she can't do the Ariana Lala yelling across the reunion thing to Amanda. I don't think it would land differently and people would. She'd be held to an unfair standard. And I'm thinking about that. It ties into what you talked about on the show in terms of like being in an interracial relationship publicly with a white guy on reality TV. And like those factors are also so tied up in this that they need to be acknowledged as well.
I agree with you. And I think they will be probably.
I hope so.
They need to be because also the fact that that was just two episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
She was so open and so vulnerable. Yeah.
But she even said people were criticizing her saying you got played by a white guy, you know, right in front of you and how hurt that made her, you know. And now for this to be on a larger scale is just it's just horrible. But did you guys see the photo that was floating around of Ciara sitting on the street yesterday?
Yes, crying on the street.
That's real.
It was real.
I think it was real, but I also, some insider tea that I'm trying to think of how much I can spill.
Okay.
See, I think, I'll say this, I think Sierra and Kyle definitely knew. I think Sierra definitely knew before that photo was taken, because obviously, too, we saw her on the red carpet the night before. And John Hamm was like, how you doing? She's like, I've been better. But I maybe over the weekend situation where like they it was confirmed to them by who? I do not know.
Well, Vanita confirmed that they were not directly. Sierra was not directly told by Amanda. She confirmed that in her statement. Did you see what she said? She was like, imagine posting this without even going to the person that you hurt with no apology. So I agree with you, Lauren. They knew, but through the rumor mill.
Right. Mm. And maybe someone else confirmed it to them, or they figured it out.
Or like a team member.
I think maybe
or something.
Sierra and Kyle maybe were figuring things out together. I don't know.
You're right, because the picture was framed as this is her finding out.
No, it wasn't her finding out.
The emotional like impact of like holy shit.
Do you really think it was? This.
What it's real. I have a friend of a friend. This is crazy, but this is how New York works sometimes.
New York's not that big. Like she was in Soho, right?
She was like in meatpacking or whatever. She was at and a friend of a friend was at the restaurant or wherever she was and like saw it happening. So like that happened. I didn't share the picture because it felt really icky to share it, you know? It felt really intrusive. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not going to judge her for a reaction, but like, I think it's surprising that she was like outside doing it, very unlike her. But like, however she wants to process it, she's allowed to process it that way. But like the picture was real and that was actually happening. And then she like, it looked like, I saw her manager posted a picture of them getting drinks. So they also went somewhere else and had drinks after later in the afternoon. So she was out and about, and Dumois was posting pictures of her out and about with her manager and friends. And
the girl though is going to soar.
Resilient.
This is going to be
painful, but hopefully a good business opportunity.
It will
turn lemons into lemonade.
Which sucks, but how many of us have been hurt really bad and haven't gotten business opportunities wrong?
Right.
So I'm happy that she'll get that out of something really sucky.
And the last thing is that Dumois like is posting all this stuff. Like they broke the news. They've been posting like hourly updates and sightings and stuff. And then she goes on her story and she's like, people should not be losing brand deals over this. Like, please be whatever. And I'm like, okay, but you're the one who is
Do you said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was a little bit, that landed badly for me. Because I'm like, I understand. Listen, on a human level, do I hope like Amanda and Wes are like fine and okay and like whatever? Yes, of course. But this is also the consequences of their actions and all these like miscalculated risks that they've taken in terms of like going for it, I guess, as a couple. Yeah. But like, I don't know. Like, I think part of brand deals, part of influencer culture is like people's perception of you and how much they like you and how much they want to buy things you're selling. And right now, because of Amanda's own actions, people don't want to buy what she's selling. And so that's kind of how the cookie crumbles.
I was going to say, and that's no one's fault but herself. I will say, so I talked with Lala and Brittany a day prior, all things about the Valley. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ask about the West and Amanda thing to see if they have any input on it. And it was funny because they were so wrong. They were like, no way this is a thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it was interesting because Lala briefly noted, she's like, the career of it all, AKA, she didn't think Amanda would do this because of this exact thing, of that it's such a bigger picture. And so that makes me go back to what we were talking about in the beginning. Like, I hope it was worth it. Like, I hope at the end of the day, like, look, if they end up getting married 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road, whatever, and it's like they actually were very much in love and they like just had to be together and they were soulmates.
I'll eat crow.
1,010%. Then I will be like, okay, you know what? Love wins.
Yeah.
But until then,
Lauren, you're so.
I don't know.
I don't think, even if like what they have or had or whatever is real and amazing and they're going to, whatever, they want to be together, surviving a scandal like this and like the public scrutiny and the online, attention that's coming from this, that is incredibly difficult for a couple to survive.
Just it is.
You know, like
it is. You're right. who else could we think about? And like, not even, I feel like there's other couples. Give me a second. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Like I do want to shout out to us on Housewives Nightcap because are like really getting a lot of views right now with these clips. We are my Andy Cohen interview.
No,
why?
No, but you are. Go follow Housewives Nightcap. Is it just Housewives Nightcap? Why? Or Housewives Nightcap?
Yeah, Housewives. Yeah. No, because we have interviewed, like you just mentioned, the Valley people. They had a really good take.
Well, no, I think go watch the Jesse thing. Go
watch our Jesse interview on Instagram.
And that was filmed,
go watch
what,
our
like
Andy that was filmed Cohen. A week ago. It was filmed a week ago, and then Emily interviewed Andy Cohen the night before the news
what
happened.
What did he say?
He was basically like, it was he so knew. PR Andy. Knew. But the way that his body was like moving and the way that also he was like blinking, it was like, oh, this man is trying so hard not to combust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
he loves West.
They
hang out in St. Louis.
I love West. Like, we're friends. And he's such a nice guy, you know? And by the way, Amanda is really sweet too.
Very much
in
so.
In person. I mean, right. You've met them all. We've all met them all many times. They're both very nice. It's unfortunate because it's such a dirtbag move, what they're doing.
It's so
and
stupid.
And it's not who they are. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I didn't want to believe it for so long. One is because I have liked all these people historically. And two, it felt out of character when you first hear about it. It's like, wait, for her, I think. It's like,
for
wait,
her.
What? Like, not for him. For her, it's like, wait, you're the girl's girl who has been supported by Sierra all summer long. I mean, right. in this most recent episode, it's literally Sierra being like, Amanda's the best person. She's going hard for her. She's bringing up the prenup and the financial talk and she's getting through to her. And then by the end of the episode, it's like, or by the end of the party, it's like, yeah, maybe you should separate from him. And she brings that up to her directly. Like, this is like good friend shit that Amanda that Sierra was doing for Amanda. And this is how you repay somebody
her.
For that? That's really tough.
That's why I'm like, really, I hope they're actually in love, but I don't think they are.
She said to her, you can always stay with me. You don't deserve to endure this by yourself. She said to her in the episode.
No, it's...
And so people arguing that they aren't real friends, they're friends of the show. And also, if they don't hang out all the time outside of the show, who cares? What we're seeing on camera is real between them, and she is... Right. Literally helping her make a big life change that she needed to make back last summer. So I don't care if they don't hang out every week. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't affect to me, like, how fucked up this is on Amanda's part.
Agreed. Can we just say, and not to throw Amanda even more under the bus, but I'm sorry. Amanda, like, there's been red flags. There has been red flags in the past. And I think we, especially
this year.
Can
you tell me some? Because I'm not saying there haven't been. I just can't. I haven't seen, like, what? Like, give me.
I mean, even just her marrying Kyle, right? I don't know.
Okay, but like in terms of the friendship lane.
I think the biggest one to me, there's Hannah Burner.
Yeah.
And how that all unfolded. And I also think, kind of like one of the original sins of Summer House, is Lindsay bringing up Kyle cheating on Amanda on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lindsay was essentially blamed for that. Like, Lindsay took such a hit for that for years. And they weren't very nice to her for a very long time. And that's when she had Daniela sort of like her only ally on that show for a while.
Right.
She's the one that brought that up to Kyle. And it ended up being very true. And that ultimately to me is being a girl's girl, because you're like, you're calling out somebody cheating on one of your housemates. That to me is the biggest example of how sort of Amanda responded to Lindsay bringing that up, you know?
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Oh, you're right. Totally. That's a good point. I totally forgot about that whole chapter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's easy to forget about this. I don't rewatch
it.
Oh,
it is.
Really.
Well, because
I never go back.
So much between Kyle and Amanda to me are just the couple that, like, you just distance yourself from eventually because you're just like, I don't want to hear you two. And like, you're so toxic and it's exhausting and you obviously shouldn't be together. And I'm just like, my empathy tank has run out because you don't need to actually be together.
Right.
Right.
That's like the friend that I just can't with, you know?
I'm with you. It's like by your early to mid 30s, I'm like, I'm good on this. Like, I don't need this energy in my vacation house with my friends or whatever it is. Like, I'm good on that. The other thing from this week's episode that I was like, I guess back to what Laura was talking about, the rumors that they were together a year ago, the speculation, which I don't believe.
No.
But last week's episode is when Kyle said to Amanda, or Kyle said to West, you've been spending much more time with Amanda than I have over the past 6 months. And I feel like that friendship was very underrated at that time, like in early summer, late spring. I wasn't clocking that West and Amanda were like really good friends. So I don't think it was being posted that much on social media. And so West being this person that is pushing Kyle to apologize to Amanda, to say things directly to Amanda, to have him, whatever. Now that I know that like they were really close back then, it wasn't just him showing up for her this summer during filming. What did he know about their relationship? What was Amanda telling him off camera? What was he telling Amanda off camera? Not about like them being a couple, Wes and Amanda, more about like
friendship.
He's presenting to Kyle as this like confidant who he can really trust. And I don't know if Kyle should have trusted Wes back then, even just as a friend to Amanda.
Well, obviously not, right?
It's just interesting.
Because he was capable of taking his wife.
Totally.
No, I think as the episodes go on, we're like what you were just saying, we're going to clock things. And clearly, this situationship, I'm not even calling it a relationship, this situationship came from a friendship. And mm-hmm. So if anything, we are going to see West be there for Amanda, and that friendship grow, came to a head in February at some point where they're like, wait, this friendship, I feel more than just friends with you. What do we do about it? You know?
Yeah.
And then they were like, F it. But and the Kyle of it all too. I mean, we cannot though forget, just how we were saying, like we forget about things. We can't block out all the shit Kyle did.
Totally.
You know?
No, he's not blameless. No.
He's not blameless.
No.
Like, it's Amanda and Kyle did not get divorced because of West. No.
No. No. Totally agree. There's a couple other things I'm just going to call out from this episode. I think that Kyle kind of for the first time, when Carl asked, they were having their business conversation and Carl asks him about him and Amanda. He says, I don't know about still having Amanda. And I feel like that was maybe one of the first times that he was like really acknowledging that, like, this could end to other people. Him and Amanda also have this drunken conversation where they're like, we're in trouble. And that felt like kind of, again, like acknowledging that like they might not make it as a couple. We see them have conversations about acknowledging his business puts them on edge, but they don't do work to fix their relationship. They're going to go to couples therapy at this point in the summer. And this is probably August at this point, I think.
They're a little late.
He said, I just want to be loved. She's like, so do I. Yeah, it's a little late. I think it's a little bit like, okay, we got to extend this to the spinoff. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to, I think also doing it on and off camera. I don't know if they wanted to get divorced on camera. I don't know. Or at least on this show, maybe wait for In the City. I don't know what happens on In the City, but I feel like that's also part of like what their calculation
is. I wonder if they knew about In the City right at this moment of filming. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no, let's wait.
Let's push it.
Let's keep going, pushing it. And then they got divorced or they announced, but like we'll see them at the end of the season of In the City say, we're going our separate ways, moving out. And then timing wise, guys, remember, because then that's when all the reports started circulating right before BravoCon that they move out.
Yes.
And so maybe I bet you, we're going to see Amanda or Kyle move out in the city. And then same time, because they've literally wrapped In the City like
a week before BravoCon. Yeah, like right before BravoCon. Right. Yes. The other thing that stuck out to me, Jesse told Amanda, Wes took up for you. And she said, I really, really loved you guys. This is why I keep coming back for you two, for Jesse and West. You guys, I mean,
I don't think it's conscious Easter eggs.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
Don't.
I think it's.
That's what makes it crazy.
Sort of just slowly. They're also like, not for nothing, but how hot is it when a man treats you poorly, such as Kyle treating her badly, and then another man stands up for you? We're seeing the kind of groundwork of what's to come, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, it's like you want to fall into the arms of the guy that has like protects you, you know, and and has your back. And Amanda historically, you know, she's not a page. She's not that girl that's going to tell off a guy in the most clever, you know, bold way ever. That's not.
She's not main character energy. She's not. She's
not. She's not.
And she's not an alpha. Yeah, that's okay.
She's not. She's not. So you're talking about a very different kind of, you know, you're talking about a woman that is going through a hard time, kind of needs that like shoulder. And West is kind of stepping in as like the guy to like have her back.
The last thing about this episode that I love, did you guys see the scene of Sierra talking about buying her grandparents' house? Have you guys watched that yet?
Beautiful. Yes.
Oh,
I loved
God.
That.
That
was very
was like,
heartwarming.
That's also part of this is like Sierra's had this season where she's opening up on so many different levels about her, like
so
her inner
more.
Thoughts, but also what's going on in her life. And like, it has endeared me to her. And I've always loved her, but more than ever before. And it's like, so she just was, has been in such like a confidence building stage. And she, it's been really like nice to see it and like emotional too. I feel really emotional watching her now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Lauren and Emily, thank you so much for coming on. I know this is a very busy week for everybody in our space. And so I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, this is changing hour by hour. So who knows if how this will land in a day, but I really appreciate it. Housewives Nightcap. How often are you guys releasing episodes? What are you covering? Do all the things before we sign off.
Twice a week. For sure, once a week. We try twice a week, but we are busy working gals, and this is kind of our side hustle. But you know what? We're covering it all, including the summer house of it all. And like
the Scamanda.
Scamanda.
But go to our Instagram and Facebook page because we are posting all those clips and clips that like we're only getting. So yeah, Gibson,
exclusives.
You're the best.
I love you guys.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
For doing this. All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.